Life Cycle Update. Mandy the Hitman's new theme song, that is CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. Mandy the Hitman, a.k.a. Manpreet Kohli, released on bail in the United Kingdom. United States is appealing this decision. They do not want this man on the street, claiming he is a flight risk because of all the freaking money he made to the tune of $20 million. UK court feels, no, come on, this is a, we have some money on him. He's not going anywhere. I don't know that he will go anywhere. I don't know that he wants to go anywhere. I know he doesn't want to go to the U.S., but the U.S. wants him. They have a lot of cases against him. So just to be clear, he's out on bail until December 5th. That's when the trial will occur. So just FYI, one of the things that was never clear from the documents, Mandy the Hitman was indeed arrested in the United Kingdom pending extradition to the United States while the case was working its way through the court system. He did not plead guilty, at least initially. That's why there's going to be a hearing on December 5th where he's expected to plead guilty. It's not guaranteed, but that's kind of the rumor spinning around the mills that he plans to plead guilty to avoid what would happen if he didn't plead guilty because, the government will try to strong-arm people. So, if you'd like more information about this, this was just broke yesterday, late yesterday, as I record this out in London. This is the London court that gave this information. There's not a specific court case issued because, again, it's pending on the 5th. However, there is a case number that's been reserved and available in the Westminster Magistrates Court, case number 24011773, the government of the United States of America versus Kohli. So for all those people on YouTube who are still in denial that their cult leader and Mandy the Hitman and all these other ones are actually in trouble and they think this is fake, I actually had people swear this is all fake, that there is no way. These are just crypto bros. This is not true. What's your sources? Links to the FBI, links to justice.gov, links to uscourts.gov. No matter what we do, there are some people who are so embedded in the cult that they, and I don't mean cult DAO, I mean the cult of Saitama, that they cannot let go and understand that their leaders have been indicted. It has happened. If you don't understand and you want to roll the dice on the pumps that you see on a contract that's not renounced, on liquidity that's not locked because he rug pulled it from PancakeSwap and Uniswap and locked it to their own tool, which means there's a risk that they could take your funds and there's a risk that they could blacklist your wallet after you buy in. And if you still want to roll the dice, I am not begrudging your decision to maintain a cult member. You are free to maintain your cult status. I have no sway on it. We, as in Leister, CryptoTalk.fm, have an obligation, a moral ethical obligation, to provide what is factually happening so you can make your own decision. And if you're wondering why I'm targeting Mandy the Hitman, it's because there are people online who swore that Cytochain is not involved in the investigation. If Cytochain's not involved in the investigation, why then is it called out in all of the FBI's documentation? The FBI is considering Saitama and Cytochain one and the same. They're actually even considering Cyto Realty part of it too, believe it or not. They are considered all the same because at the end of the day, they were issued by the same Saitama LLC. The Saitama Global, which is the one that was formed in Dubai after they were trying to get rid of the cult leader, the one that's in Dubai is still the same entity. It's not a different entity because it involves the same owners. When I did my coverage about them ducking out of the U.S., I called that out as a problem for them. And nobody listened to Leister. That's cool. You just need to understand for yourself. Mandy the Hitman, they're going after him just the same as the cult leader, just the same as Max Hernandez. Coming this upcoming weekend, we will have two more episodes in our Saitama Saga series, weekend special series. The next one's going to focus on the cult leader, Russ Armand. We are not tackling Mandy the Hitman until last. Why? Because he was the last one standing after they were trying to change the business model to Cytochain. So we will be talking about Mandy the Hitman. This is just so you have this breaking information that happened just yesterday to understand what's happening with him, especially if you're a Cytochain holder and a member of the cult and don't want to let go. Cool.